Amém. 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 Amém.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, so I'm a bit mixed up of what to do today. Tomorrow there's not going to be a vard. I just worked it out. Roshana Rama, the davening's long, and it's a very busy day. We've got to get back into the house, got to move this, you know, all this stuff, whatever. It's going to be a bit of a crazy day. So with your permission, we'll take a break until Yom Rishon. Bezrat Hashem, we'll carry on. We have to decide what we're going to do on Yom Rishon. Okay, but in the meantime, not sure what to do with one day left. So there's a piece here. Pinkus has a little piece here. It's not a small piece. We're not going to get through it. But there's some interesting ideas here that he brings down just in how Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah fits into the Marechet of the Shana. So I thought maybe with your permission, we'll just look at that a little bit. We're not going to get anything sholem here, but we'll maybe come out with some useful ideas that may be helpful, if not for now, for late in the year. But I thought that's what I'd do. If there's anything else you'd prefer to do, whatever, let me know. I don't mind. I'm happy to look at any options. We kind of finished the other one a bit early. And to get your teeth into these things, you can see it's work. So we're not going to have time to do that before Sukkot is over. It went so quickly. There were times when it felt like it was crawling and it would never get finished. And the other, now it's just, it's gone already. It's finished. Okay, so... So fine. So he starts like this. The Gemara in Sukkah says, we learn from the Pasuk, Vayisa Ach Sameach. Vayisim Ach Sameach is a Pasuk in Dvarim. Shebol Rabos Leile Yom Tova Achron. It's coming to include, the Ach is coming to include, what's Ach Sameach? It's coming to include the last night of Yontif, the Shmini Chayev B'Simcha. It's coming to include Shmini Atzeres, that the din of Simcha, the chiv of simcha that you have during the 7 days of Sukkot, that applies as well to Shmini. So he brings a kashi here from the Goyin, Moedik Akashi, he says like this, V'yadua kushus agro shebekol mokum doishin mi'ach miut. There's a klal in Chazal that whenever there's a word ach, we always darshan it as a miut, to exclude something. V'kan doishin mi'ach riboy. Yeah, we're including something. We're darshaning from the ach, we're darshaning even the seventh. You have a chiyuv of simcha on 7 days. Comes along and says, Vayisa ach sameach, and we come to include the eighth as well. That's a ribui. That's an inclusion. But the klal in Chazal is whenever you have the word ach, it's always a rib, it's always a mute. It's coming to exclude something. So how can you tell me it's coming to include? That's a kasha of the goyin. That's the Vilna goyin's kasha. So the goyin explains like this. B'chaga sukkas, yesh kama mitzvah sheyesh l'soy salem. In Sukkot, you have a lot of mitzvahs, yeah? The Sukkah, Lulav, Etrog, Hadar, V'simchus, Beis HaShoeva. V'kol Eile and Yonim, Noigim Rak, B'Shivas Yemei HaChag. Those are only on the 7 days of the Chag, as we know. On the eighth day, we don't eat in the Sukkah, you don't take Avim Minim, there's no Simchus, Beis HaShoeva. The mitzvahs of Sukkot don't apply to Shmini Atzeres. Aval Yom HaShmini Ein Oid Kol Eile, V'lo Nisha Livnei HaAdam, Rak Simchus HaChag Levadoi. All that's left, the only mitzvah that's left from Sukkot, that's left over for Shmini Atzeres, is the mitzvah of Simcha. So says the Goyen, sorry, just 1 second, sorry. So says the Goyen, V'zeh Shenema V'isa Ach Samach, V'lo Yoisa. The Ach is coming to exclude, it's coming to mamait all the mitzvahs of Sukkot, and it's coming to leave Simcha. But it's not coming to be Rabbi Simcha. Simply just carry on with. It's really a mute, because it's coming to say that on Simcha's Torah, you don't have all the mitzvahs. You don't have all the kalim. All you have is Simcha. That's the Ikka mitzvah of Shmini Atzeres, is the Simcha. So it's actually a mute. It's muting all the other mitzvahs that we had on Sukkot. Ach Samach takes away all of those, but what's left is the Simcha that you have to continue with. So to explain this, he says we have to understand in all the Avoida of all the different Chagim, the Moadim, the Tachlich of all the Moadim is to bring a Yid to a certain level of a Metzias of Kedusha. The Yomim Tovim are called Mikre Kodesh. They're called Mikre Kodesh. So obviously they have something to do with Kedusha. Shem Yomim HaKedoshim Ala Shel HaShana. These are the days that are Kodesh of the year. Lumazois Kol Yomas HaShanahim Odom La'omol Yulod. The rest of the days of the year are called Odom La'omol Yulod. HaYomim Tovim Hem Yomim Shel Shvisa Mamalocha. And the Yomim Tovim are Shvisa Mamalocha. That's one of the big things of the Chagim, of the Moadim, is the Shvisa Mamalocha. Similar to a certain extent to Kedusha Shabbos. בכדי להגיע את תחושת הקדושה של המועד, יש צריך להסבוין על הדס את העניין הטומן בכל אחד מהם. Now, to get to the קדושה of every chag, person has to understand, he has to learn and understand and think about what is hidden, what is the message of each of the מועדים. ובתך הדס אפשר להגיע לקורס המבדיל בין קודש לחול. Then we can get to this akara, this understanding, real understanding. Just now, did I switch on the recording again? It doesn't really make any difference. No, the recording's on. Okay. We can get to a akara, a recognition, a realization of the difference between kodesh l'chol. That's what we want to try and achieve through each of the mo'adim's different kedusha. Ma'agala shel mo'adim, see, ma'alach shel binyan ruchani. As we mentioned yesterday, and he does this a lot, the cycle of the year, the yearly cycle, is a building. It's a binyan. Yesterday we said it's like climbing up a stepladder. It's a spiritual building. Tchila avoida b'pesach, zman leida shel klal Yisrael. V'siyah piski yishmini atzeret, shu tachlis ha'soga. You're born on Pesach, that's leida am Yisrael, as a spiritual nation gets born on Pesach, and the ultimate achievement, the pinnacle of that building, of that cycle of the year, lands on Simchas Torah. That's the Tachlis. That's where it all comes together, is on Shmini Atzeres. V'bechinas ata reis te ledas, ki Hashem hu ha'elokim ein od milvadoi. That's the message of Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is ata reis te ledas, ki Hashem hu ha'elokim ein od milvadoi. That's what you've got to come to on Simchas Torah. If you've built correctly the entire year the way you're supposed to, from Leidus Klal Yisrael, on Pesach, we'll see, we go through the whole year. On Shmini Atzeres, you've got to come to this ultimate akora of Ein Od Milvadoi. That's where we want to get to. Mi'aleida ruchni sheva Pesach, mit'alim lekabolos al mitzvahs. We were born on Pesach as a spiritual nation. We go up and up till we get to Shavuos. Then we become ba mitzvah. That's when you get the mitzvahs. V'achach megeim lebinyan beis ha-sukkos, k'chosen o'kala achnosim l'chupa. Then you get to sukkos, chosen and kala, going into the chupa. Sukkos is the closeness. The Rizal says that a sukkah is two walls and a tefach. It resembles the arm. The arm is one, two walls, and the tefach. It's a hug. It's an embrace. That's what the sukkah is. You go into the sukkah, you're sitting in Hashem's embrace. That's like the chosid and kala, sitting in the cheder yichud. That's the kiyuv of Klal Yisrael and Hashem. You can't go into this new home that the Chosin and Kala are building, that they're going to live together with all the schmutz, all the bots, all the dirt and the muck from outside. Before you go into Sukkos, you have to clean yourself up. You've got to become pure again. You've got to wipe out all your averas. As Barosh Hashanah says, you made tshuva v'yom kippurim. That takes care of that. So now you can come in to the house, the chosen and kala can come into the house, into the sukkah, completely noki michet. Ma'alach ha'chayim hu ha'binyan shiludi v'shaychus ala kodesh baruch hu. So that's what the chagim are. The cycle of the chagim is a process in which we build ourselves and become shaych to a relationship with the kodesh baruch hu. That's the yearly cycle. Amnam, hevdel godol yesh ben kol ha'madim l'shmein shmini atzeres. There's a big difference between the three mo'adim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, to Shmini Atzeres. And this is very important to remember. This is an attitude you have to take with you into Shmini Atzeres. If you manage to get through just this, it'll be worthwhile. And that is, b'kol ha'chagim, anu mishtamshin b'kelim. All the chagim, we use kelim, different tools, b'kdei lagir li'is'oiris v'hashpo shel kedusha. In order to attach ourselves to the his'oiris, to the arousal and the benefit, the hashpo, the influence of the kedusha, we use different tools. Achilas hamatzah v'pesach, ne'eman d'menusa. You eat imuna. You eat the matzah, then puts into a person the shom imuna. That's what it does. But you need the matzah. You can't just get it. You can't sit on the floor, lie in your reclining position in Pesach and meditate about imuna. It's not enough. You have to eat the matzah. Mashpeis ha'imuna al yetzias mitzrayim. That's, we need the hashpo of imunah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, needs matzah, sipus yetzitzrayim, abakaisis, the whole bein. Hashoifer noid lezazeh v'lishboi salev lo'iri tshuva. The shoifer on Rosh Hashanah does what it has to do, it wakes us up, it breaks our hearts, it gets us to do tshuva. V'yimotzu shelosaros yemei tshuva mashpia kivus Hashem Yisbarach v'yisu motzu aleinu. On Yom Kippur, the Seder Meitshuva Yom Kippur, we get what's called Himotzu. Hashem is with us. The Metzias is a key there that Hashem is with us. He comes close to us. V'shleimus ataru Hashem Kippurim hu al yedei mikve Yisrael Hashem. Okay, that's the Mishnah there. Mikve Yisrael Hashem. Where's the mikve? Where do you metaya? How do you become pure on Yom Kippur? It's like you go into the mikveh. Who's the mikveh? The mikveh is Hashem. Hashem metaz us. The same as a mikveh purifies a person, Hashem purifies us on Yom Kippur. He doesn't mention Shavuos. I was interested what he's going to do about Shavuos. But on Shavuos as well, even though there's no Ikka Mitzvah, but we use Kalim. We use learning Torah. What does a person do on Lel Shavuos? He learns Torah. He goes to Tikkun Lel Shavuos, or he learns each person according to his own, whatever he does on Lel Shavuos. But we use Kalim. We don't just sit there meditating about Kabbalah Satayra. We actually do something Lamaisa. וכך מזה על יהודי מחג אל חג ומיוחד בסוכס מתחזקס הקבר דרכס על ידי הנענועים של אבא סמינים ולהישיב בסוכה וחברס הישפוזים קידישים. On Sukkot as well, we go up and up through the year, we get to Sukkot, which is the mamash just before the pinnacle, you go into the Chedi Yichud with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but we do it also through Kalim. The nanuim of the abaminim, the sitting in the sukkah, the ushpizim, the simplest base ashuever, we become very, very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That closeness and dveikus becomes very close, but it's through doing things. Now, kenishalmu shivas yasukkas, when the 7 days of sukkas end, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, kasha alaya pridoschem, very hard for me to take leave of you. I mean, he never takes leave of us, but in the cycle of the kirva that we have during this period, before we get back to, you know, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, we start working again from the bottom, we start building again. So Hashem says, very hard for me to leave you. When the 7 days of Sukkot are over, you're likely to just detach yourselves and move away from me. The marshal that he uses, yeah, is a train. You have the engine in front, and that pulls the carriages. The engine is pulling the entire train. How's the train going to get pulled if the engine gets detached? Same as you detect somebody from his breathing machine, he can't breathe, he's finished. That's the danger of Klal Yisrael when we leave the Moadim. You detach. It's like you detach the carriages from the engine of the train. So the train goes, but the carriages don't move because they're disconnected. We need to be connected. And that's the danger. When you come to the end of Sukkot, so you pack away your sukkahs, you put your abominim, you do whatever, you put it away so you can use it for Pesach, to burn the chometz, and then that's it, game over. What happened? You've been attacked. You're disconnected. That's what Shmini Atzeres is for. Kedivrei Agro, Vayisach Sameach, Mimut Kol HaKelim Shel HaAvoda. The Ach is coming to Mamayet, the mute from Vayisach Sameach, is coming to Mamayit all the kalim of the Avoida. Put away all your kalim. Put away your matzah. Put away your shefer. Put away everything, everything, everything. Yom Tov bli lulav, bli sukkah, v'yom tov shel simcha lelo kalim v'hashpa mibachut. There's no external influence now anywhere. Nothing. What do you have? No sukkah, no lulav. You don't even have a rovers anymore. Nothing. What do you have? Your simcha. That's what you have. But that's internal. That's not external. That's not something coming from outside to arouse you. That's something that's inside. Ach samayach miut kol hakelim v'ribu le'alyonta v'achron le'simcha. It comes to exclude all the kelim, but it's coming to include the simcha of the eighth night. Ha'avoida shel shmini atzeresi liyos koru v'lashem isbarach v'dovuch bo bli mitzvah smaisi shel ha'averim. Avarim, sorry. The mitzvah of Shmini Atzeres is to be close to Hashem, to be dovuk to Hashem, the same as you in Yom Kippur, the same as you in Sukkot, the same as you in all the Chagim, but without any of the Kalim. no physicality involved at all. Lamshich lichyot es aguf bli mechonot haneshama. It's like telling somebody to carry on living without his breathing machine. Yeah, that's what we do. We detach ourselves from all the kalim, from all the tools, and yet we continue. Hashpo shel yom tov shel shmini atzeres hi lamshich kol yomos hashana. Is lameshech kol yomos hashana, sorry. The influence of all the chagim has to last you the whole year. Zman cheruseinu, the cheruise that you develop on Pesach has to last you the whole year as well. But Shmini Atzeres has much more than that. It has all the chagim built into it. The hashpo and the influence and the development and the levels a person attained through all the moadim through the year, that has to coagulate together on Shmini Atzeres in the kesha that we have with the Hashem Yisbarach, and that's going to last an entire year. And that's the pinnacle, the peak of dveikus between Hashem and Klal Yisrael. That's the real test of a person without anything to help you. There's no crutches here. There's no wheelchairs. There's no breathing machines. There's no kalim at all. There's just you and Hashem. And that's, by the way, that's why people drink on Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres. Why do people drink so much? Because there's nothing to do. They're empty. They don't have this. They don't have this inner reality. And therefore, they have to find some way to be the simcha on a day where they're not really that simcha. Simcha's Torah, there's no simcha's Torah. They have no shaykhus to Torah. So where's the simcha in the Torah? So get drunk. Never, rachmana litzlan. I'm not saying don't have a little drink or whatever now. I'm talking about people that, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, the people in simcha's Torah, they get very drunk. Ever bothered you while? But in some places, it's worse than Purim. Not much people get very, very drunk. They're what happened? What's the drinking on Simchas Torah? Well, you don't have Simchas Torah. You don't have Simchas Torah, and the day is demanding Simcha. Where are you going to get it from? So they drink. What is it? Sorry, there's a phone ringing here. Okay, sorry, I got distracted. Yomos HaChol Shel HaShana. Sorry, there's a phone ringing here and it's distracting me. I can't find it. Okay. Yomos HaChol Shel Kol HaShana. Inyan HaSimcha Hi Hizratzus VaShaychus Im Hashem Yisbarach. Sorry, B'zeh Nivna Adam LaShelem LaMeshach Yomos HaChol Shel Kol HaShana. On Simchas Torah, sorry, just one second, I left out a piece here. Sorry, B'zeh nivna ha'odom ha'sholem l'meshech yomos ha'chol shel kol ha'shana. That's what builds the person to be sholem and to go through all the days of the year that is coming up now, the whole days of the year that are coming up. Inyan ha'simcha hu hisratzois v'ashaychus im Hashem Yisbaroch. What is the simcha? The simcha is the shaychus that I have and the desire, the yearning that I have for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the simcha. And it is there neighbor bazoi kodesh kol sharim niftochim b'shmini atzeres v'pnei shu yom shel simcha. The Zohar says that all the gates are open on Simchas Torah. It's a man moedika day for tefillah. We're not going to have time to go in all of that. We'll see. We'll start it. But the enormous day for tefillah because all the sharim are open on Simchas Torah because of the simcha. The influence, the ability, the hashpo of yearning, desire, that Hashem, that we are desirable to Hashem, and the simcha godel we have from that, that is what's available on Shmini Atzeres. Hashem's interested in my life. Hashem's interested in who I am. I'm not talking about good and bad. Did you do the mitzvahs? Didn't you do the mitzvahs? I'm not talking about my sin. I'm talking about your life story. Hashem's interested in your life. He finds you manyan. And that's the care of it, the closeness of Simchas Torah. Kol HaSharim Patuach. Where do you see that? We said Kol HaSharim Nulim Chutz Mishare Dima. All the Sharim are closed except for the Sharim of tears. And Simchas Torah, Kol HaSharim Patuach. Everything's wide open. So Moedik a day for Tfilah. And it's a Moedik a day for Simcha. You see, that's Minag Yisrael, is we dance and dance and dance and dance. They are. Besimcha Kodmoinim, Metzinu Sheseda Tefillah Shmona Esrei, Makbil Leseda Amoados. It's brought down in early Svarim that the Seda of Tefillah Shmona Esrei includes, has within it the Chagim, all the Moadim. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov. Keneged Pesach, that's Keneged Pesach. Laman Shmoi Ba'avo, Keneged Rosh Hashanah. Melech Oizeh Moshiach Magen, Keneged Yom HaKippurim. הברוכה המקבילה לשמין הצרס היא הברוכה אחרינה של שמונה עשרה ברכס השולם, שהחתימה ברכס המוע ישראל בשולם. Okay, I'm not going to go into all of that. He's bringing this down from Svarim HaKadmonim. אלוקי אברהם, אלוקי יצחק, אלוקי אברהם, that's Pesach, למען שמוי בעבור, that's Rosh Hashanah, מלך הזה, that's Yom Kippurim, but the שמיני הצרס, שמחס תוירה, what the ברוכה של שמונה עשרה, that defines, that is the last bracha we say in Shmoneh Esrei, and that's Mavarech Zemo Yisrael B'Shalom. HaShalom Asiya Shleimus. Shalom is Shleimus. That's what Shalom is. Shalom means the peak, the Pisgah of Shleimus. HaDveikas VaKirva. Closeness, complete bonding together. HaShalom Yuchad L'Mo Yisrael. And that Shalom, that Dveikas, is unique only to Klal Yisrael. Mavarech Esamo Yisrael B'Shalom. No one else is Shaykh to that. Lumos Yemei Chag HaSukkos Beim Makrivim Ayin Porim Keneged Shivim Mois HaElam. As we mentioned, Sukkos has Shaychus to the Umos HaElam. The Kabbonis, the Shivim Kabbonis we bring for the Umos HaElam. That's a Shaychus to the Goyim. Avol Shmini Atzeres has no Shaychus to anything other than Amo Yisrael. Megia Yom Tov Shal Shmini Atzeres V'ein LeGoyim Chelek Bo. The Goyim have no Chelek in this. Also Lissuda Ketana Shal Par Echad V'Ayl Echad. Spoke about this yesterday. All we bring, we don't bring Shivim Porim, we bring Eilechad, Parechad, Eilechad, Suda Ketana. V'ani atem nisov bo. And I'll come and I'll join you. Like the Chosin and the Kala, they eat the Suda in the Yechedi Yichud after the Chuppah. They go into the Yechedi Yichud, so they bring them a Suda. So they said, that's not the big, wow, festive feast that's taking place outside with all the guests and that. No. The Chosin and Kala are alone in the Yechedi Yichud eating the Suda Ketana. צריכים להגיע לדאג רוחניה שתשעה רשם עמוק למשך השנה. The simcha of Shmini Atzeres elevates a person to live with this cleaving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any external assistance at all. For sure, you need all the physical assistance to get there. You need to go through the Pesach and the Matzah and the Shmini Atzeres, the Shavuos and the Sukkah and the Lulav and the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and the Shavuot. You need that. You can't get to Shmini Atzeres without that. But that's only to bring you to the point where you can manage without it. And that's what we're trying to do on Shmini Atzeres. We're trying to get to that Ein Oid Milvadoi without all the Kailim. Kishemashlimim es mareches ha-chagim ve-siyas ha-ashpo tzichim legeh le-dag ruchni shirisha reishem omak le-meshach ha-shana. And that impact, that mark, that influence that it makes on us on Simchus Torah, Shmini Atzeres has to last the whole year. When I read the Tfila shel Shmona Esrei, Magbila Avodas Hamoados, V'Tfila Hi Binyan HaMiyusad Mimased V'Tfachot. Don't know what he's saying. Kishem She'efshal Yishol Madu Tzrichim Amudim V'Koymois Kedei Lagi L'Koym HaGavua. Just one second, if I just want to do this. Okay, the whole arichas here, I'm not going to be able to do the hakdomiya, and then we're not going to get anywhere with this. This is the whole arichas here on tefillah. What's important to remember, what comes out from, I'm not going to go into this, is that the avoid of Shmini Atzeres is the simcha of the dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have to remember the Zohar that says Kol HaShaar Potchim, and we have to use the tefillah of the day very, very properly, very well. We have in 3 minutes, I'm not going to be able to go through the whole arichas here. But that's the ikaron, the avoider of Shmini Atzeres, is to put away all the kalim, ach sameach. Put away the lulav, the esrog, the sukkah, everything, go back into your house without any of the apertures, without any of the external features, no matzah, no shofar, no nothing, just you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through the tefillah, through the void of tefillah, and simcha and dancing. I don't know how we're going to do it this year. This year, dancing is going to be a bit of an issue. The whole thing is ma'od lo pashut. Ma'od pashut. I understand, Yom Kippur, a person can daven on his own. It's very much a personal tshuva experience, which is ma'od shaykh to being alone. Not that that's what it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be in shul with Rav Am, with the tzibur for sure, but you don't have it. I understand how you do that. Simchas Torah on your own is not a simple story, you know. That's not dancing around in your lounge on your own and trying to be besimcha when you don't have the, you know, you don't have the singing and the oilam and the whole Simchas Torah. Wow, you know, and you're going to do that all on your own, and or you're going to do it with 10 people and you can't dance. You can't. I don't know what that's going to look like. But the bottom line is we're in that situation, and we have to utilize it properly. We have to remember, though, that it could be the most important day of the year in terms of taking everything we've achieved up to now and putting that into Atah Reis Ledaska, Hashem Hu Elokim Ein Od Mevado. That's what we have to recognize, yeah. There is nothing in the world other than Hashem, Ruah Abbas, Kol Tov, and it's all from Him. And the enormous simcha that has to flow out of that, and that has to flow through the entire year. Because I'm not so simple as Torah that gets taken away and then you're back in the year. You're back, boom, starting the system again. But from a new darga, hopefully we're on a higher level than we were this time last year. And we start the climb again, but the starting point is higher than it was last year. Anyway, so that's just some of the ideas. Metzah Shem on...
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Why do you have to dance to feel simcha? Why?
Why dancing? Okay, so that's a whole discussion. What is dancing? What is dancing? What is it? They say that people used to magala the neshamas, David HaMelech, you know, there's the famous maisa with David HaMelech, with Michal, when they were bringing the thing, he danced so much that she felt that he'd revealed too much of his neshama. It wasn't his knees she was worried about. She felt that he'd revealed too much of his inner essence, of his neshama. It seems that dancing, proper dancing, has a deep impact on the neshama. How that is, why that is, I don't know. We have to, good question. We have to explore that. What does dancing do? You know, and going around, dafka why in a circle. But Tetz discusses this. He has a book. He wrote letters to a Buddhist Jew, whatever that is. And he discusses the meditational power of, you see it at a chasana, going around in a circle to the same nigun. Today we can't do that. Today nobody's prepared to listen to the same nigun for more than 30 seconds. But I know in Tifrach Yeshiva, for example, on Simchas Torah, there's one nigun, one song. Baruch Elokeinu Shebaron Vayidev Hivlan Vitayim Enosim Tayros Emes, the entire night till 2 o'clock in the morning, one nigun, and the next day as well. Towards the end, in the afternoon, after Mincha, they start other nigunim and they go through a whole bunch of different nigunim and whatever. But kimat, the entire day is one pasuk, around and around and around. And each time you go around, you're supposed to get more of a depth and more of a depth. It's got to go deeper and deeper into you. And as it's going deeper into you, your neshama is coming out more and more. I don't know. That's just the that they say is would be a good question. I want to explore that maybe. What exactly is a dance, and why does it have to? Why is that? Why can't I lie in my bed, and be the simple? What I have to dance for? Good question. I don't know.
Or eat a good ice cream and appreciate everything Hashem does for me.
No, there is that as well. There are sudas. The sudas in Simchas Torah. There's bosa v'yayin, avada, and simcha ela bosa v'yayin in achinami. But you see, the ikar avoda is the on Shmini Atzeres we see is the dancing, and they speak about it big time. That the hashpo of the dancing on Simchas Torah is the od mod chashuv. I know choshev rosh yeshivas that they dance the entire day. I don't know when they don't open a Gemara. Maybe they do in the break or whatever, during the Suda they learn. I don't know. But Hashem Rosh Hashanah, they dance the entire time. They don't dance for 5 minutes like us frumas and go sit in the corner and say Tehillim and learn. No, they're dancing. Why? Because that's the whole Hashpah of your learning for the whole year. Why that is, I don't know. I'm just telling you what I've seen. I don't know. We have to explore that. That's a lovely subject to explore. What is dancing? You know, what is that? Well, how does that connect to anything? Good. I don't know. If anybody knows, I'm happy to hear what they have to say. Otherwise, we're looking forward to your chabura, Baruch, when we get back.
I just appreciate that the Rosh Hashiva came around to my way of saying it. That's all. Dancing.
What, dancing?
He means the wrong way.
Nah, they're all wrong, they're all right. Loma Shaneh. Anyway, have a good moed, take good care, and have a good Yom Tov. And Piska Tova, good to Kvittel. We should just have Mamash Pesudas Toivas. We need a Yeshua Gedoyle Min HaShemayim, HaShem Yazor.
Amen.
Thank you, Avshia. Have a great Yontif and great Shabbos.
Yontif and you. Take good care.